This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Breen's Beats on Plains FM with
Breen's News.
Club time!
Men of Mysteries.
The Psy Boys!
Yay!
Kia ora Christchurch and welcome to Breen's Beats on Plains FM. Now for our new segment, Breen's News. My name is Tegan.
And my name is Arnica. Today we will be telling you things that are coming up soon in school. We will be talking to Miss Pierce about what it is like being a teacher. Not only that, we will be talking to you about a teacher that sent a letter back to Donald Trump.
One of the events coming up at Breen is the Breen's Dance Party. Come along and dance your heart out. There will be prizes and lots of fun. Another event is the end of term hangi. Come with us and enjoy some yummy kai.
Now we will be interviewing two people, Miss Pierce, the team leader in Aoraki, and Mr. McLennan, the deputy principal. Here we are with Miss Pierce. How are you, Miss Pierce?
I'm good, thank you, Annika. How are you?
I'm good. Now, here are some questions for you. What's it like being a teacher?
Being a teacher is pretty unique, I'd have to say. I love being a teacher. The best thing about the job is that every day is a little bit different, so you always kind of have to be on your toes and ready to deal with some different things.
What's your favourite thing to teach?
I love to teach physical education and health education, anything to do with fitness and sport, anything that gets kids active. And the best thing about that is that I get to pretty much act like a big kid, so I can play some sport with them as well.
Have you ever ditched school?
No, never, no. I was that really, really well-behaved child in school that just did everything that I was meant to do.
If you were not a teacher, what would you be?
I've always wanted to be a community constable, which is pretty much a little bit like a teacher, but also a policeman as well, or policewoman as well, so that I can teach students about safety in the community and things like that.
Would you rather not be a teacher for a year or never have Wi-Fi again?
Probably have to go with not being a teacher for a year. And the reason being is that I can take a break from that and still have Wi-Fi for the rest of my life. I think it would be a different story if you asked me if I had to cancel being a teacher for the rest of my life.
Thanks, Miss Pierce.
Not a problem. Thank you.
And now here is Mr. M. How are you today, Mr. M?
I'm fine, thanks. Annika, thanks so much for having me this afternoon.
You're very welcome. Now, here are your questions. What's it like being a DP?
Good question. DP is quite a varied role. It's a kind of a job where you have to be across the school all the time and you want to be in and out all the classrooms. So I really like it though because I get to know what goes on in all the teams and I like to think that I know every single child in the school. So it's really cool in that respect. So.
Sounds like you get lots of exercise walking around school all day.
My Fitbit gets a really good workout, Annika, yes.
What's your favourite subject?
Probably my favourite subject is literacy, most specifically writing. I really love writing and writing stories and poems and things like that, and I'm especially passionate about boys writing and getting them to enjoy writing as well. So that's my favourite subject.
Have you ever ditched school?
Don't tell my mum, but one time in seventh form back at high school, my friends used to, only me once, used to ditch a period or a free period and they'd go to Northlands Mall and they'd play Daytona on the time zone over there. So we'd all bring out $2 coins on a Friday and go play car racing games for an hour on a Friday, but don't tell my mum.
I'll try not to. If you were not a DP, what would you be?
If I had another choice of a different career path, I would either be a physiotherapist or I would be in a rock band or I would like to be a radio DJ. That would be my favourite jobs.
What would the band's name be?
Mr. M and the Destroyers or something like that.
Would you rather not be DP for a year or never have Wi-Fi again?
I don't know, Wi-Fi is a pretty, it's a lifeline these days, don't you think? So I don't think I could give up my teaching job, but my Wi-Fi is pretty important. So I would say I would probably just give up DPing for a year because then I could have my Wi-Fi back. And I can plug my YouTube channel on my Wi-Fi. It's Mr. M Teacher Breen's. So get in there, subscribe, like my videos, and I'm trying to earn $1 million. So yeah, Mr. M Teacher Breen's. That's good, thanks.
Sounds very interesting. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. M.
Thanks, Annika.
Thanks to Ms. Pierce and Mr. M for coming in and letting me interview you. Next up, we have Tegan and I covering an international news story about Donald Trump.
Now we will be talking about the teacher that sent a letter back to Donald Trump. Yvonne Mason is a South Carolina school teacher, received a letter from President Donald Trump. It was riddled with mistakes.
Redundancies, faulty capitalization, lack of clarity. I have never ever received a letter with this many silly mistakes, Mason said.
So Mrs. Mason corrected the writing with a red pen and returned it back to the White House. She dinged the letter partly for repeated capitalizations, national, federal, president, and state, turning these common nouns into proper nouns.
A photo of the corrections has been widely shared on social media. When you get letters from the president, you'd think that they'll be at least grammatically correct, said Yvonne.
The letter sent to Mason was most likely from a staff member, but it had Trump's signature on it.
Over to Josh and Izzy. What are you guys going to talk to us about today?
Brains Beats on Plains FM.
Yay!
Good afternoon, Christchurch. Josh and Izzy here. We are from Brains Intermediate. Today we're going to be talking about the clubs we have here at Brains. There are so many different choices.
Do you like listening to music during lunchtime and getting the satisfaction of winning a dance competition? Then you should come along to our radio sessions. We host daily dance comps with prizes and play music for the school.
Every year, the opportunity to join Wearable Arts pops up. It's exactly what the name says. Following the theme of the year's cultural festival, many students form groups and make colourful costumes out of all sorts of materials.
Another group you can join is the art group. They do lots of things like self-portraits and sculptures. They learn about warm colours and cold colours, which you can use in the painting you are making.
If painting isn't your thing, we also have a running club. Running club is on every Tuesday after school between 3 and 3.15. If you like running, you can also give plogging a try. In plogging, we go around the school picking up rubbish. It is our mission to make the school and the local community a cleaner, greener place. It's a great way to stay active and get fit.
Another club we have is the Lego club. This is great for all the Lego lovers in school. We make all kinds of things with the Lego, including an awesome based game. If you like making things with Lego, you should join the club.
For people who like the performing arts, we have the Kappa Haka group. Our Kappa Haka group do lots of interesting things, including performances at Horncastle Arena.
We also have music lessons at Brains, guitar, ukulele, flute and brass, you name it. Once a week, you can bring your instrument and have either a solo or group lesson.
For sports-loving students, Brains has a lot of choices. Rugby, rugby league, touch, football, water polo, netball, hockey, squash, korfball, gymnastics, rhythmic gymnastics, running, almost anything.
For those who like programming computers and robots, we have Code Club. In Code Club, they make games in the Scratch programming language. They build both Lego robots and real robots.
We also have an Eco Warriors Club for the people who love to get in the gardens. Also, the History Club, who explore the stories of the people who came before.
If you want to experiment and dissect, then Science Club might just be the thing for you.
That's almost all the clubs we have at Brains. Next we have Luke, Charlie and Cam with Tech.
Brains Beats on Plains FM.
Yay!
And a bad guy hit me in the shin and I peed all in my pants.
It's nothing a little music can't help. Rockin', rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling, but the seagulls poke at my head, not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now. Everyone told me not to stroll on that beach. yeah. When these birds attack me, when I tried to run, I fell, and then these kids start laughing. And then got hit in the neck with a hacky sack. Where'd it come from?
I run, 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 jump. I can be a backpack while you run. Run, 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 jump, and stop.
Put me down. I love to groove and boogie. Show you some dance moves.
No, I don't want you to.
If I had your giant feet out there on the beach, could about run those birds.
You're a psycho wiener.
Let me grab my beater.
Stop it, please.
Stank.
You put a fish in our basket.
Oh, 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 yeah, I forgot I did that.
You owe me an apology.
Just hold your breath and see when the time is right. Birds will back your face.
Now run, 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 jump. I can be your backpack while you run. Swing from a hairy vine. I can be your backpack while you climb. Stand on one hand and lift rocks with your special gift. Run, 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 jump. Now breathe.
Good. Like that. Like that. One day I was walking and I found this big log. Then I rolled the log over and underneath was a tiny little stick. And I was like, that log had a child. Listen, boy, someday when you are older, you could get hit by a boulder while you're lying there. Screaming, come help me, please, the seagulls. Both your knees. Stop it now.
Yeah, whatever, you're sort of pitchy.
Didn't like it?
Listen, man, I'm not your friend.
Don't fall asleep.
Don't fall asleep.
Stop it now.
Brains Beats on Plains FM.
Yay!
Hi everyone, we're the Sci Boys. Hi, I'm Luke, and today I'll be talking about my top 5 video games I like.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm going to be talking about some Fortnite.
Hi, I'm Cam, and I am going to be talking about Beat One.
Hi, I'm Luke from the Sci Boys, and today I'll be telling you about my top 5 video games that I like. Number 1, Rise of Brook. Rise of Brook is my favourite game because it is an adventurous and exciting thing you can do. This game is about searching for dragons and building a big island. Fun fact, there are more than 200 dragons in the world. 2. Fortnite. Fortnite is a good game because it is social, energetic, and an amazing game. This game is about getting weapons and taking out other teams or people. Fun fact, 140 million people play Fortnite. Number 3. Minecraft. Minecraft is a great game because you can let your imagination run wild. Fun fact, Minecraft has hundreds of blocks and mobs. Number 4. Roblox. Roblox is a fun game because you can literally make anything you like. This game is about playing and making games about anything. Fun fact, there are thousands of games that have been made but never played. And finally, number 5, Clash of Clans. Clash of Clans is an awesome game because you can create your own fortress. This game is about building fortresses to protect your town hall from other players. Fun fact, there are millions of combinations for your fortress. Thank you for listening to my top 5 games. I hope you enjoyed.
Fortnite is an online multiplayer battle royale game. It is available on PS4, Xbox One, PC or Mac, and it's been released on Nintendo Switch and iOS. The aim of the game is to be the last team, duo or man standing and kill as many people as you can. It's got 120 million people playing right now, so it's pretty popular. And the skins. My favourite skin is the Cuddle Team Leader. It's pretty cool. It's a bear, it's a pink bear. It was released on Valentine's Day. Skins are really cool. They make you look cool while you go around killing people, and you have to buy V-Bucks to buy the skins. There are guns. Fortnite is all about being the best shot, so guns are really important. My favourite gun is the tactical shotgun. I like it because you can use it close range, and yeah, I like just shooting people in the face with it. The map in Fortnite has changed for Season 4 because Dusty Divot got hit by a meteor. In my opinion, it's better now because there's a bunch of loot in Dusty. I think all of you should play Fortnite because it's a really fun game. It's satisfying when you get a headshot with a bolt. It's great flying down to Tilted and trying to shoot people with a tactical shotgun. Overall, I love Fortnite. I think you would love it if you tried it out. Fortnite's the big thing right now. All of my friends play it. Next up, we have Cam and Tom with Beat One.
Beat One is a course for intermediate and high school aged young people at the Pepinoy Youth Centre run by Pepinoy Youth Development Trust. We learn to make electronic music in a fun, creative environment. We get to make music about absolutely anything we want, even sound clips that we take from popular memes. We learn about how we can use loops and samples, software synthesizers, and drum machines to make music that sounds like the music we like listening to. We use popular music programs such as Logic Pro and Supply Sounds to make our music. These are really good programs, so we are lucky to have the opportunity to use them. Pepinoy Youth Development Trust runs other cool programs such as holiday programs, 4TX Neon, after school hangout programs, youth groups for young people with disabilities, leadership training, and lots more. It's a truly incredible place to be. Now we're going to hear from Tom, one of the youth workers at PYDT. Tom, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Cam. I'm originally from Wellington, where I grew up and did all of my schooling. I have three younger siblings. Most of my life revolves around working with young people, music and technology, and I love Mexican food.
Great. What other stuff do you do at PYDT?
We have 9 awesome projects on the go at PYDT. I'm involved with a lot of them, especially when they require youth workers to be present or for computers to be used when running them. I also have programs I run myself, such as Beat One, and I oversee these fully, and it's a great time.
That sounds awesome. What do you want to be when you are older?
I'd say the work I'm doing now is the dream job for me, but I'd love to explore other avenues in music, event management, and business. But the youth work and mentoring side of what I do is definitely what makes it the most rewarding.
That's so cool. What do you love about working at PYDT?
Everything. We have such an amazing team who are super supportive, and as we are working towards building the youth centre into an awesome hub for young people and families in the community, there couldn't be a more exciting time to be part of the place than right now.
Thanks so much, Tom. Sounds like there's some awesome stuff going on.
Brains Beats on Plains FM.
Whee! Yay!
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock.
Yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero. You can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it.
your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers,
preachers.
Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions,
standing in the Hall of Fame. And the world.
Beats on Plains FM.
Yay!
Welcome to Murder Mysteries. Breen's Beat at Plains FM. Fortnite was an awesome game that everyone enjoyed. You probably loved playing the game, but after the story, you won't want to ever hear about the game again. So we start off this tale at a boy's house. This boy loved playing Fortnite. He was like almost every kid in his school. A normal kid in a normal school in a normal town. He was normal height and he had normal hair. His name was Thomas. He played Fortnite with all of his friends and people in other parts of the country. One day, Thomas was playing as usual, but little did he realize that he was playing with the wrong people. He wasn't being particularly safe on the internet either. His new friends had hacked into his chat with his other fellow gamers. "Hey!" Thomas, a high-pitched voice squeaked. Hey, bro, you don't sound like one of my friends, but you know my name. You new here?" Thomas asked. "Oh, no, I'm not new here. I know your parents." "Oh, okay. What's your name?" "It's not safe to share my name. Your friends could hear. You're lying like a panther on fire." "Flaming Platypus!" Suddenly, there was a blinding flash and Thomas was transported into Fortnite. Thomas's parents came in. The window was open and Thomas was gone, never seen again. That's where the best Fortnite player went and became Sergeant.
Hello, my name is Thomas. You just heard Topher's mystery and now it's time for mine. So, the police were chasing a boy down the street. This boy had supposedly stolen a priceless necklace from the jewellery store. Suddenly, the boy turned off the road and headed down to a river. But this river was too wide to swim across. The police found the boy to be gone and found three boys nearby. The police asked the boys where the first one went. One of them points across the river and tells the police that the first one we went through just a while ago. Sure enough, there was a person climbing up the river on the other side. But the police knew that the necklace was on their side of the river. How was this possible? Send the answer to Breen's Beats 107 FM and you'll be in the draw for a chubba chubba. And that was Breen's Beats 107 Mystery Segment. Well, my name was Thomas and this is all the time we have, folks. This is Breen's Beats 107 FM signing off today.
Yay!
Breen's Beats on Plains FM with
Breen's News.
Club time!
The Sci Boys.
Men of Mysteries.
Breen's Beats on Plains FM.
Yay!